It's Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to unwrap how the U.S. debt crisis impacts you.
Hey, Mavericks. This is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide actionable steps for you to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, you are going to learn about how the mounting U.S. debt affects you. For those of you who are new, I'm your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before I open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of this episode, as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, we hit a milestone with U.S. debt, and so we wanted to record an episode about it. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. If that's not depressing, I don't know what is, but there's certainly positives, and there's a lot of takeaways from the fact, that being factual.
Yes. So what are we talking about? We crossed a debt Rubicon, just another mile marker. Total U.S. debt hit $34 trillion for the first time in history. And this puts U.S. debt up 100% since 2014. That is not a small amount. Back in 2019, just a couple years ago, U.S. debt was almost $23 trillion. That's not that long ago. And in 1 year, 2020, it was up to $27 trillion. Between 2019 and 2020, that means U.S. debt went up by $11.6 billion per day, $482.4 million per hour, $8.04 million per minute, and roughly $134,000 per second. That is astonishing. It took until America's founding until 1981 for U.S. national debt to reach $1 trillion. That's 205 years. And between 1980 to 1990, that number tripled. And then only until 2010 for U.S. debt to reach $10 trillion. And we are now sitting at $34 trillion in national debt. The U.S. debt balance is more than the values of the economies of China, Germany, Japan, India, and the UK combined. And now with our new debt amount, we are spending $2 billion every day just on interest expense. That's a lot of stats, a lot of information, depressing. Neil, what does this mean for passive investors?
Well, it means that there's an argument that we're in the everything bubble, that how are we able to do this? The fact that we are the reserve currency of the world. We have the world's the strongest economy. And that's how we get here. But we just keep kicking the can down the road. Sooner or later, that piper will come due. And what will be left? No matter what kind of environment we're in, real assets will prevail over paper assets, right? Those are the stock market. And so from a passive investment standpoint, there's a lot of positive reasons to be inside of real estate. But this is one of them, the fact that this is the environment we're in. And if one knows that and believes that, then it's a function of how do we actually participate in that? And really, what does this all mean for you at a passive investor level? How can you get in and participate.
Yeah. So if I'm a passive investor, I'm hearing about and seeing headlines about this. How should I connect that to interest rates? As national debt increases, the government needs to borrow more money. Mm-hmm. And how does that impact interest rates and conjunction with that real estate values?
Yeah, typically there's a couple of impacts as it relates to interest rates. As our debt increases and our U.S. economy becomes a little more constrained, you're going to see and we've seen it, of course, in the last 2 years, is the debt costs us more. Interest rates, not just you and I on our homes, on our credit cards, on car payments, on our commercial properties we buy. Not only are all of us paying a higher rate of interest, the U.S. government's paying a higher rate of interest. And occasionally, somebody will go, it's hilarious. Why didn't the U.S. government, why didn't they just fix like a 30-year fixed rate mortgage for all their debts? Well, because somebody on the other side of that transaction has to buy it. There's no demand to fixed rate $34 trillion. There's no buyer out there willing to do that. And so what you see is a lot of the national debt is on a short-term, relatively short-term basis. And so that stuff is constantly getting refinanced because Lord knows we don't pay anything down here in this country, right? So it's constantly getting refinanced. And today it's getting refinanced at a higher rate than what it once was. And so it's something to be cognizant of that this is going to continue. And inflation matters too, right? So with higher debt, the government continues to print more money. They adopt more a monetary fiscal policy that's more expansive. And ultimately, it eats away at your buying power. Your money is worth less. It buys you less today than what it did in the past. And it's the unfortunate truth. Inflation makes everything more expensive. It's also a serious problem when it comes to those who want to plan. We all talk about, we all have relatives, I'm certain, who are on fixed incomes. I use that someone quotes, fixed incomes. That's where it wreaks havoc on those with fixed incomes because they are past their earning years. There's not much they can do to increase their wealth unless it means taking on a lot of risk. And that puts them in a very scary position. And so it's something to be mindful of and plan accordingly.
Definitely. Inflation is certainly the silent thief. It's something that we often don't account for. And it's something that we certainly can't control. You run a lot of risk. When you retire, you don't know what kind of environment you're going to be retiring in. You don't know during those retirement years what kinds of years you're going to experience, whether it's going to be up, down, whether there's going to be high inflation, low inflation. Those are factors that are outside of your control. And especially like you mentioned, for those who are on more of a fixed income type of schedule who don't invest in cash flowing assets, inflation can certainly be a serious problem. So as we think about national debt, interest rates, inflation, is investing in real estate still a good idea? Neil, what are your thoughts? How does real estate play into this kind of economic environment? And what does that mean for a passive investor, especially as they're looking at 2024, they're making decisions, making plans? What are some reasons why someone should consider real estate?
Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever-changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com. Big one is it's an inflation hedge. It appreciates in value with inflation. Another one is you're buying ultimately today, and almost everybody utilizing some level of leverage when it comes to a real estate transaction. That means we get to pay the bank back with depreciated dollars, right? But the dollar, we set a fixed rate. That way we know today's payment and the payment 5 years from now are the same dollar amount. But we both know the dollar amount 5 years from now is not worth the same amount as a dollar today. Another benefit of that is that our dollars continue to increase, meaning we can increase the cash flow, right? We can increase rent, and ultimately it becomes an inflation as a result of that factor.
Yeah, that's great. Another thing to consider is diversification outside of stocks and bonds. Markets do crazy things because people are irrational. We like to think that we all make reasonable, rational decisions, but we could even see at the end of 2023, the Fed announced that they were potentially making interest cuts into 2024, and the market went crazy. Up until that point, the market had a relatively muted, if not down year, and all of a sudden, because of one announcement, things went crazy. And we saw that in 2024, interest rates, lack of sellers, high prices, and none of those things are in our ability to control. So having some diversification outside of some of those tools and vehicles that are heavily tied to things like the stock market is a good idea. Give yourself a little cushion and a little bit of a hedge. Neil, none of those things have tax benefits. How does real estate play in from a tax perspective?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, it might be arguably the most tax efficient vehicle as it relates to investing. There's been bonus depreciation in place for, and it's always been around, but we've had tremendous bonus depreciation over the course of the last handful of years. It's in the process of sunsetting now. It was 100% bonus depreciation, 80, and now in 2024, 60% bonus depreciation. We will see. We're in an election year. When Trump went into place last time, he put a tremendous sweeping amount of tax reform in place. A lot of benefits on the real estate side, as you can imagine, were put in place as a result of that plan. And so who knows? We don't have any idea who's going to be president a year from now. So we'll see what happens. And if the Republicans go back in, what does that mean from a tax perspective standpoint? Are we going to see more bonus depreciation come back in as a result of extending? Perhaps it's set to sunset. So tax benefits, yeah, the ability to offset passive income. And if you happen to be a real estate professional status, offset active income as a result of depreciation.
Yeah, that's great. Neil, you already mentioned this one, but cash flow. It's pretty obvious, but sometimes underrated. People make investment decisions for a variety of different reasons. But at the end of the day, you have to get back to the fundamentals, and that's cash flow. What makes a deal work is that cash flow. It's not rocket science, but no matter what's going on in the stock market, no matter who's president, the tenant is paying rent. Neil, can you think of a single industrial tenant that we've had to kick out?
Never. I can't think of a single commercial tenant in any property that we've had so far, knock on wood, that we've ever had to kick out, evict, sue, any and all of the above. It's just not occurred.
Yeah. So we're not saying that it's always going to be that way. But by and large, in our experience coming from the single family side, to commercial real estate, the tenant base is a lot stronger because they are a business and they're thinking in years and decades and not months like a single family renter or someone who's in an apartment building who may have a variety of life situations. They get married, they break up, they have kids and they need somewhere with more space. The great thing about commercial properties and industrial specifically is those tenants are on long-term leases. They're in there for a good amount of time, and that gives us the ability to predict stable cash flow. Neil, do you want to quickly touch on appreciation?
Appreciation, the long term. In the end of the day, long term, real estate goes up. Yes, you have fluctuation. Yes, things balance up and down, the ebb and flow over a period of time. But over a long period of time, the land values go up and the real estate values go up. So real estate at the end of the day, it is a long game. Just be patient, stay in something. Real estate, the structures in and of themselves are built to last decades. And so I think that it's imperative with that in mind that our investment should too be out an extended period of time to allow the environment, the inflation, all these other factors we're talking about, all to work to your benefit.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we know that we can't control U.S. debt. We've crossed that threshold of $34 trillion. And there's a lot of ways that impacts us as individual investors in terms of inflation and interest rates. But we wanted to give you a reminder about why we still think real estate is a great investment in 2024, even in an economic environment that seems uncertain and scary. But before we go, I want to give you a quick reminder. We are launching something brand new, monthly virtual meetups for our listeners, but we need your help. So please go to agentoptional.com/feedback. That will be linked in this episode's description. And we want to hear from you. If you love listening to the podcast, but you thought, man, I wish I could ask a question as I'm listening live, then this is a great environment for you. If you're wanting to learn more about passively investing in real estate, if you're an experienced investor and you want to be able to ask questions live from us or from our guests, get some advanced strategies for passively investing, then these virtual meetups will be a great opportunity for you. So go to agentoptional.com/feedback. Give us your input. We want to know what you want to learn about. Plus, if you know someone who might be interested in learning more, you think that that a virtual meetup might be something that would appeal to them, let them know about the meetups, send them the link, and they can participate as well. That's a wrap for this Financial Freedom Friday.
To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.